Well, you know, ECM is a very unique label. I think it goes beyond a label like that was historically relevant, like Blue Note, which covered a certain genre of jazz. But ECM is more diversified. It's more eclectic, and Manfred had a vision. He still has a vision. And he's one of the few entrepreneurs or record producers who has a very, very, identifiable stamp to what he produces. And but, you know, he's very diverse. You know, he has the new series. Of course, he used to produce for Deutsche Grammophon before he came, you know, he started the ECM label. But his idea is to create the best, finest quality music with the best musicians worldwide in all genres, you know. And, you know, unknown musicians. And, you know, he really is an artist. You know, he's an artist producer. You know, a lot of, you know, he's helped a lot of careers, built a lot of careers over a 35-year period, you know. And I've been there and left again, and then, you know, I have my own label, but, you know, we have an understanding, Manfred and I, and, you know, we always talk about, you know, well, if you have a project that's interesting, you know, let me hear it, and we decide, you know, and that's how we work, you know. So it's been... it's been a good relationship, you know, and it's the only independent artistic label that's been successful, I think, in the world going on right now. Mm-hmm. And continues, you know, his new series, he gets awards, producer of the year. I mean, you know, it's, you know, and, you know, he's got a lot of different things going on. And, you know, also the ECM CDs are used for musical scores and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know. It's he's contributed quite a lot to the musical landscape of highly creative music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.